I think it's important that when we go to these locations, that we don't go thinking that we have all the answers and that we have all the solutions, but that we go and we find out and we identify what are the needs. What do these families need? What do these facilities need? So it's not a matter of us having all the answers, but it's how can we share? How can we help develop and bring on and train and share the knowledge that we have? So why not? Why can't we change one family's life for the better?
Had a chance to talk to one of my former PT school professors, Jason Craig. Jason, really a staple in a project from Marymount University. It's a service learning trip that third-year PT students get to go on with each and every cohort. When I was in PT school, went to Costa Rica. Now the university heads to Nicaragua, but something a little different. Jason came in contact with a family who didn't have a home. So part of his project now when going to Nicaragua with PT students in 2020 is to help build a home for a little girl and her family named Maria Jose. You can find out more information about this story, and if the story moves you, help donate to buy this family a home in 2020, along with the PT students who will head to Nicaragua to provide care for the underserved. So take a listen to Jason, listen to why they go on a service learning trip as a PT cohort, and what he found when he interacted with Maria Jose and her family. This episode is brought to you by Owens Recovery Science, a single source for PTs looking for a certification in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training, along with the equipment you need to apply it clinically. Find out more information online at OwensRecoveryScience.com.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours.
Welcome aboard.
This is the PT Pintcast. Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
Yeah, so saw this idea or saw this thing that's happening and definitely wanted to talk about it. What? How do you explain to people what you're doing with Maria? Talk about Maria.
So what we did last year, so I've been working with a group called Compassion International for about 9 years now. And Compassion is a child sponsorship organization. So across the world, they have 2 million kids that are sponsored. It's basically a payment, $38 a month. And it goes to providing education, healthcare, and support in their local community. Compassion works through local churches in the area. So it's not just an outside organization, but they support a local base that then reaches out into their community area. And so we had been, my family had been sponsoring a couple of girls from El Salvador for about 5 or 6 years. And then one of the girls left the region, left the project. And so we wanted to move our sponsorship over to another child. And I thought, well, I'm in Nicaragua, you know, two weeks a year. Let me go and see what they have here. So I actually went to the head offices in Managua and talked to some people there. And my kids selected this little girl, Maria Jose. And all that I knew was she was in the Masaya province, which is the province that we work in. I didn't know anything more than that. And last year when we were going on a trip, Diana said to me, listen, why don't you see if you can go and meet the family and everything else. So I took a day last year and went and found out that where she lives is literally on the other side of the volcano from where our hotel is. And so I spent the day with them and came back that night, which just kind of relaying the story to Diana, what we did and everything, and just meeting the family. And the next thing, Diana and Pavel Guevara is our in-country liaison, and Pavel and Diana kind of put their heads together and they came back and said, you know, one of the projects that Pavel does is they build houses out of old wooden pallets. So they take the wood off of shipping pallets and repurpose it and build houses. And what would it be like if we were to build a house for Maria and her family in 2020? When we bring the team in. And so that kind of sparked the idea. And then we have put in place now, we have a local construction worker who's going to be heading up the project. We're bringing 10 people in from here, volunteers in from Marymount, to build the house while the PT team is in country doing our work. So in total, our group number of people that are traveling this year is 58.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're managing not only the 2 weeks of our in-country clinical placement with our PT students, but then we're bringing in the nursing students are coming in. So there's 9 of them or 8 of them. And then we have this construction team that's coming in. It's going to be working on basically putting up a concrete and steel structure, just where their house location is, where their land is. The construction company that we're working with thought it'd be better to put in like a 3 feet high concrete block wall and then put a steel sort of structure on top of that. And so that's the plan. and we're going to do it within a week.
How can people help? You know, you're bringing 58 people there, but we've got, you know, listeners who aren't able to make the trip, obviously. How can they get involved with this?
Well, the one thing that people from here can do is actually donate. We need to raise $20,000. $20,000 will cover everything that we need for this trip, paying for all of the construction materials, paying for the site to be developed, paying for the construction team who is there. And so everything all in, the price tag is about $20,000. And so we have set up on Marymount's website, because it's done through the college, our giving page and our donation page is done through Marymount, because it's a 501c3, it's a tax-exempt organization, and so it's a charitable donation for anybody who gives.
Talk about the trip. What's the reason that you're in places like Nicaragua and formerly in Costa Rica for a couple of weeks a year? What's the purpose for that as a PT professor?
So for us in Marymount, about this is actually our 10th year coming up. So 10 years ago, 11 years ago, we met someone who was actually from Costa Rica. It's our first location that we went to. And they talked about the opportunities of bringing students down to do a study abroad or a global education trip. And as we looked at it and talked about it, we felt that the best way and the best impact that we could have was not just to bring students down to learn about a country or to learn in a country, but was to bring the skills and the services that they could bring to help those in need in another country. So we started in Costa Rica, and we spent 6.5 years. I say half a year because we had half a team in Nicaragua and half in Costa Rica. So 6 or 7 years in Costa Rica, working in really facilities and organizations that were just doing their best to meet the needs of the patients and the residents that they had, but just were struggling for skills and training and resources. And so we were able to bring anything from 20 to 35 third-year physical therapy students who had been out in the clinic, done at least 24 weeks or 20 weeks of clinical placement here in the U.S., had a lot of their didactic training behind them, and were just coming towards the end of their education part, just getting ready to graduate. So able to bring a large number of that type of workforce in to really help change the PT services that were being offered. So after working with the same locations in Costa Rica, we felt that we wanted to invest long-term and not just a two-week drop-in to different places every year. So right. We really went back to the same locations every year. And after actually our sixth year, when we went back for our seventh year in Costa Rica, we found that the clinics that we were working in had hired full-time PTs. And so we had been able to grow their physical therapy services up until they were sustainable. At that point, we really felt that our work was done. And so that's why we looked at moving to another location, and that next location was going to be Nicaragua. So in Nicaragua, what we do every year is we go in and we work in public hospitals, in small clinics, and we are right back where we started when we started in Costa Rica in terms of really bringing education and training into the therapists and the PTs who are there. Last year, we actually painted and decorated an entire clinic for pediatrics because that was one of their biggest needs. And so we went in there. And when you put 30 students into a house to paint it and paint a clinic, it's done in a day. Mm-hmm. And so we went in on the Sunday that we arrived, and we painted that clinic, every room in it, everything was done, put in some new equipment for them, and really transformed that in just 24 hours. And then the students spent the next 2 weeks while they were there working with the patients in that sort of refreshed facility. So that's what we've been doing. This is our 10th year coming up. We've probably taken, gosh, by now, 300 plus students from Marymount have gone down with us to one of those two countries. And this year, we're just excited to see what we can do, not only in the public hospitals, but also within the community. For the first time in Nicaragua, we're bringing some of our doctor of nursing practice students are coming down with us. So we're going to be doing some more sort of healthcare and rural healthcare, and really trying to branch out and allow the university a wider opportunity of really meeting needs down there.
The PT Pinecast will be right back.
Show's brought to you by Aureus Medical Staffing, the single source for PTs wanting to do what you want to do, which is be a physical therapist where you want to do it. They've got positions anywhere in the U.S. All 50 states. Yeah, we get asked this a lot. Alaska, Hawaii, Colorado. You want to do some mountains? You like rivers, lakes, ocean? They got you covered. AUREUS PTSmedical.com. It's very simple to explain what they do. That's why I love working with them. They find PTs jobs doing what they want to do, where they want to do it. You put yourself through school, lots of blood, sweat, and tears. Now you decide where you work. Aureus has you covered. AureusMedical.com. No obligation. Just check them out and see what they have to offer. They've been doing this for a couple of decades. AureusMedical.com.
This is the PT Pinecast.
New Step created the first product of its kind 25 years ago. That was the New Step Recumbent Cross Trainer. Now it's a mainstay in rehab with physical therapists worldwide. New Step now continues its tradition of innovation with the New Step Transit, another innovation in recumbent cross trainers for physical therapists, delivering real-time biofeedback with this piece of equipment, letting you use it in meaningful ways for awareness of physical performance, goals, identifying and correcting deficits or imbalances. Take a test drive or find out more at newstep.com. That's N-U-Step.com. Online at newstep.com.
Let's get back to the show.
Well, you talk about having 300-plus Marymount PT students go on one of these trips to either Costa Rica or Nicaragua. I was fortunate enough to be one of those. And I've said on this show before and used this show before to how it actually changed my PT career. I'll re-release the episode. It gives me a good reason to re-release the episode. But while in Costa Rica, you're talking about meeting one girl, being Maria Jose, who needs a house, lives with her older sister and her parents in what you describe as a transient dwelling. $20,000, roughly 60 volunteers are going to go down there to change Maria's life. But, you know, my trip to Costa Rica, my interactions with the individuals that I got to work there completely changed how I look at the profession of physical therapy, where I fit in the profession of physical therapy. So if there's a reason to support a project like this, I think at the very baseline, the very core of it is people. You get to help people and do good things, and that's really what being a physical therapist is all about. The individual that changed my PT career, my experience was Hainer, who was 18 years old and had muscular dystrophy, and through this podcast, through Marymount University, had a chance to raise some money enough to buy him a brand new power wheelchair from Permobil. And then go back and deliver it with Diana, who you referenced a couple times at the top of the show. Diana Venskis, one of the other professors who helped create the trip with Marymount to Costa Rica. So I just look at this as the next incarnation of being able to use this trip and the people who go on it, the people around the people that go on it, how to create something from where nothing is.
Yeah, and I think it's important that when we go to these locations and we come to these places, that we don't go thinking that we have all the answers and that we have all the solutions, but that we go and we find out and we identify what are the needs. What do these people need? What do these families need? What do these facilities need? And that, you know, part of our trip is, as I said, it's been education. So one of the things that we're also doing on this trip is we're going to be holding a pediatrics course, taking down a couple of excellent pediatric clinicians here from the D.C. metro area. They're going to come down and help us as we gather pediatric PTs from in around Managua, the capital of Nicaragua, to come together for a one-day or probably a two-day course on pediatrics. So it's not a matter of us having all the answers, but it's how can we share, how can we help develop and bring on and train and share the knowledge that we have. In the past couple of years, it has just been amazing to us as we've gone in. Those first couple of days have sort of typically been that sort of getting to know each other and, you know, who are they? What are they trying to do? But as we've been able to work with the clinicians, now when we go back in, it's big smiles and open arms. And for me as a faculty member to be able to take in a team of students, so I work in outpatient orthopedics. So I'm going to take in at least four PT students into a relatively small outpatient orthopedic clinic. And after the first couple of days, I can foresee us spending our lunch times doing some in-service training with the therapists who are there. And again, just learning from them, teaching them what we know, and just advancing PT and just moving the needle in this location. So it's just exciting. The house build is just going to be the icing on the cake for me. I mean, it really is a kind of a personal project and not something that I was expecting. But whenever Diana came to me and sort of sat down and said, hey, what do you think? Could we do this? And I thought, well, you know what? We've done a lot of crazy things in our time traveling to Costa Rica and Nicaragua. So why not? Why can't we change one family's lives for the better? It's just going to take some hard work. going to take some, you know, some sleepless nights trying to put some things together, and we got to raise a bunch of money. But you know what? We can do that. We can do that. And the next sort of 2 months for me in terms of planning, preparation, fundraising is going to transform their lives for the next number of years.
Yeah, for me, it's thinking, what would it be like if you and your family didn't have a home, you know, some place to go and be together? That'd be, it's even difficult to imagine in some place like the United States, although it does happen in places like the United States and around the world. And, you know, a little bit of effort from 60 volunteers along with donors, and we will have the link for you to be able to donate right now from this episode in the show notes that accompanies this episode. A little bit can go a long way for Maria Jose in 2020.
Yep, I'm excited. And of course, when we're down there, we're in country, we're going to be doing some video log stuff and blogging this and putting it out there and showing the transformation, showing the change as it happens. And so that's going to be really exciting, just to kind of help people who are back here who have supported this, just sort of say, oh, wow, look, let me see what happens tomorrow. Let me see what they're doing now. And just so we can all sort of see the growth and the transformation as it occurs.
Jason, appreciate you coming on the show to tell us a little bit about this. I hope some of the people listening can jump in and help with a donation. A little bit goes a long way, as we said in the show notes of this episode. And something like this, really, for the volunteers who are going on this trip, or if you're listening and you have an opportunity to take a service trip as a physical therapist, you will get out of it more than the individuals that you're working with. Mark my words on that. You'll get more out of it than you're able to bring to it. So it's definitely an experience that we highly recommend.
Oh, yeah.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.
Rock Tape, helping you get your patients stronger, longer. Find them online at rocktape.com/medical. More than just a kinesiology tape company, they are a movement company, giving you the classes, the tools, the education, the research to get your patients moving stronger, longer. Find them online at rocktape.com/medical. That is rocktape.com/medical.
Want to thank Brooks IHL. That's Brooks Rehabilitation Institute of Higher Learning, offering residencies, fellowship education, orthopedics, women's health, geriatrics, neurologic PT, pediatric sports. That's an overview of their residencies. Check out what they have to offer at brooksihl.org. World-class educational opportunities to the local and regional community. Check them out, brooksihl.org. Our home on the internet.
ptpintcast.com.
Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
to providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.